Praise the Lord, live stream listeners. I just asked a general question. I ran in the door. I asked several people, where are you? I got a lot of answers. Because if you don't know where you are, you don't know who you are. The reason you want to know where you are is so you can know who you are. Now, the world would take it and say, if you don't know where you are, you don't know where you're going. Leave that alone. I'm after your soul now. This is the journey of the what? The wisdom of the soul is quite different than the wisdom of this world. Can you hear that? So when you come here, you gotta. I want you very, very, very conscious of why you're coming to church and what the church is all about. I've got to get that in you so that you won't be soon shaken by knowledge that the world gives you. Because the world can give you knowledge that is not for the journey of your soul. That's what I want you to really understand. And you got to hear it. It's about your soul. So wherever you rest your feet, or whatever you give your ear to, when it comes to your salvation, it should testify to the journey of your soul, or else you should not yield to it. It has to be about your soul. If your ear is tuned to your flesh, you can hear who know how many people you can't hear. But the truth is, you still don't hear but one. Because the flesh has members. The body of flesh has members. It has voices. I've got to get you to the place where you understand health, prosperity comes as your soul prospers. You got to see how God okay Satan to touch Job's skin, because didn't he say skin for skin? So when the enemy messes with your vessel, he's touching your what? That's your skin. And he said, I'll make him curse you to your face, because thus saith the Lord, when the enemy touches your skin, you judge Jesus. Because you can give Jesus a reason why he shouldn't let the enemy touch your skin. Are you hearing me? Now, what's unrighteous about that? Listen to this. What is so unrighteous about that is this. He who knew no sin, right? Became sin, right? Put it on and paid our debt, right? And put us in his position, and he took our position. Is that crystal clear to you? Which means you were exonerated, delivered from the wages of sin, which is death. You're free from it. Now, the enemy comes and plays with our skin. But didn't he touch the skin of Jesus? God, I feel like, are y'all with me? Are you with me? Are you with me? You got to hear this. I'm speaking with the wisdom of God. You really got to hear this. Oh God, this is sharp. 1 Corinthians 15. I want to talk about that. You got to hear that. Everybody get yeah, pull out your book, and we're gonna I want to talk about this. I want to talk about prayer. I heard prayer coming in the room. I want to talk about prayer as well. Go back early where it says, if only in this life you have hope, you've always been miserable. Okay, there. I see something about Jesus. I want to encourage you. Now, When I tell you, I want to encourage you, everyone should walk out of here knowing how to do it. I'm going to put clothes on it, right? So you can see it. When I take the clothes off, the wisdom should remain with you. So that any clothes on anyone, you should know how to do what? Encourage them, right? That's what you want. Okay? Now, I'm just hearing this. It's real simple. I'm going to tie some things together for you. I'm going to say this and I'm going to read this. Jesus, born from above, right? No sin. Threefold cord brought forth an immaculate conception. Did I lose anybody? The virgin, which you are to be espoused as a virgin, right? To one husband. The gospel has to bring you into your virginity. Because too long in the church, we didn't believe we could be virgins because we only polluted the what? Body, the skin. And didn't know the body could be washed. Is anybody hearing me for real? Is anybody hearing me for real? Ten lepers. What happened to that skin? What happened to that skin? Thank you, Jesus. Naaman got leprosy. What happens to his leprosy? Now let's look at the difference between how it happened. The lepers were clean as how? This is so good. You got to hear me. How was the lepers? What is the wisdom that cleansed the lepers? Huh? The word. He spoke it, right? He spoke the word to the 10 lepers, right? Are you with me? Okay. What was Naaman? What did the prophet tell Naaman? Go dip in the Jordan. Look at the instructions for two different postures of a creature having the same condition. They both got leprosy. Jesus is word. Ta. Denika. O sineka yehe. Hatakoli alma sine yo sine akie tekaye ne yo so. Adamaya sine ne maya kie ne yo so. Eria baba sine yo sekiri aya. He's word. The virgin and the Holy Ghost comes where? Upon him. And then the power of the Most High does what? Overshadows him, her. So the Holy Ghost is upon her. Then the power of the Most High overshadows her. And the virgin she is the innermost part of her. So the virgin is clothed with Holy Ghost because the dove can't put her feet on nothing unclean. If you don't put on the Lord, you don't have power until you do what? What do you have power to do when you put him on?
To become the sons of God.
Say it again.
To become the sons of God.
That's John's gospel. The first chapter of John. To as many as received him. Yeah. Chapter 1. John chapter 1, gospel.
John 1, verse 12. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name.
Anyone that believes on his name has power. But we didn't understand that power. We wanted to use that power to do what? Have dominion. We want to use the power for everything, but for what? Becoming what? Now, Acts 1 and 8.
Acts 1, verse 8. But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you.
Sanini atena makiete yosa, iniyosaho, shaniya sekedi yema, aniyasahoye. The dove cannot rest her feet on anything that is. Paul says, I'm jealous of you. Give me that. God. You don't believe you can be cleansed from your filthiness. You don't believe you can be cleansed. You don't believe that. You don't believe the Lord can cleanse you and make you feel virginal. You don't believe that. Yes.
2 Corinthians 11, verse 2. For I am jealous over you with doubt and jealousy. For I have espoused you to one husband, that I may present you as a chaste virgin to Christ.
Who's presenting who here? Who's doing it? Paul? Read it again, daughter.
Verse 2. For I am jealous over you with godly jealousy. For I have espoused you to one husband, that I may present you as a chaste virgin to Christ.
In other words, I don't want you a fornicator any longer. I don't want you unfaithful. You came into this world unfaithful. Jesus shedded blood to purge. Does the blood really cleanse us, or is it just talk? Is it something we're going to just talk about, or we're going to be it? Does the blood still have power? I thought the choir used to sing that. Does it? Because if the blood still has power, I shouldn't be still sinning. If the blood got power, my testimony is I'm not sinning because the blood cleansed me. And the only thing that the blood has to cleanse is what? Your conscience. That's Hebrews 10. You remember that? Amen? Amen? Whose work is... The whole time I'm talking to you right now, whose work is this? What did you have to do with it? Say it again. What did you have to do with it? So, she read a few minutes ago, to as many have received him. To them gave he power to become the sons of God. To as many as received him. So, I am speaking to you the work that who did? And all you have to do is what? Do you believe it? Do you believe this? You sing the song, I'm a new creation. I'm a brand new man. All things have passed away. All things have become new. Can Christ be married to a fornicator? Are you sure? Oh, okay. You want to talk to me out of the heavens? Okay. You know that spiritual apostle. They ain't got nothing to do with our body. Okay. You just keep sitting and listening. I'm going to talk to you too. Did the apostles Paul take a piece of his garment and send it? Did Peter's shadow? Do you know? Listen, I'm telling you, it's true. It's true. You are to be virgins to the Lord. You know the beauty of the law? You know the beauty of the law of Moses? Can I tell you the beauty of it? Yes, it's spiritual, but we were what? Carnal. Which means that we didn't have a conscience. That's what it's saying, okay? We were carnal because we didn't have a what? Conscience. Anytime your conscience cannot bear witness to what I'm saying, you carnal. If your conscience doesn't bear witness to what I'm saying, you're carnal. Then you just retain it in your mind. The beauty of the law is that because the conscience could not be purged until Jesus come, right? And shed blood, right? The law was going to make everybody do things lawful. Now, the beauty of the law was that every male had to be circumcised, right? Now, according to the law, the circumcision sanctified a man by works. So every male had to be circumcised. The one powerful thing was, you got to show, I'm going to show you how powerful it was. When Moses comes out, it's in Exodus, and Zipporah, his wife, takes a stone and circumcised their son. You got to see what was happening in this scenario. Circumcision was serious. I'm going to show you how serious it was. Because what it was going to do was, when Adam came out of the garden, he no longer had the seed of God in his genitals. He had the seed of a serpent in his genitals. So circumcision was going to sanctify every man's genitals by law, because God said so. And man was going to be able to move in marriage because he was circumcised. And the circumcision was going to hold back the forces until Jesus would come and remove the seed. That was the beauty of the law. Every woman was considered unclean during her menstrual. And no one was allowed to touch her during the uncleanness for the 7 days. She was unclean. It testifies to the curse that was on her when she came out of the garden. But prior to that, that didn't happen. So everyone that's a generation of Adam had to deal with the curse that was on man through his genitals and the woman through the womb and the blood. So all of that had to be dealt with by the law of God. So when all these laws were established, these laws were not just there for something. They were there to keep the forces and to sanctify us until Christ should come. Isn't that beautiful? It wasn't talked like that, but it should have been. Because when Christ come, he was going to fulfill the law and do what the law couldn't do. So we were going to sanctify our body, keep our body, and by the power of the law, we're going to discipline ourselves. And even if things did come to us inwardly, we had enough strength not to yield. But it wasn't going to be forever, because you can't suppress something forever, can you? Are you hearing me? So what we're doing was holding it until who should come? Christ. Yes, but who preached it like that? So we end up all our lifetime doing what? And after a while, guess what we did? I've been hiding this on no how long. This is just who I am. This is just who I have been with me. I've been suppressing. It's just me. I ain't even going to church no more. This is just me. No, you didn't. Christ has not come to you. Because when he comes, he purges you. God, clap your hands. Yes.
Exodus 4, verse 24. And it came to pass by the way in the end that the Lord met him and sought to kill him. Then Zipporah took a sharp stone and cut off the foreskin of her son and cast it at his feet and said, "Surely a bloody husband art thou to me." So he let him go. Then she said, a bloody husband thou art because of the circumcision.
Read that again. Listen, audience. Listen at how much weight is put on circumcision here. Read this again.
Verse 24. And it came to pass, by the way, in the end, that the Lord met him and sought to kill him. Then Zipporah took a sharp stone and cut off the foreskin of her son and cast it at his feet and said, surely, a bloody husband art thou to me. So he let him go. Then she said, a bloody husband thou art because of the circumcision.
Now, I think he's on his way back to Egypt. I think he's been on the backside of the desert. I think he has already, yeah.
Verse 21. And the Lord said unto Moses, when thou goest to return into Egypt, see that thou do all those wonders before Pharaoh, which I have put in thy hand. But I will harden his heart, that he shall not let the people go. And thou shalt say unto Pharaoh, thus saith the Lord, Israel is my son, even my firstborn. And I say unto thee, let my son go, that he may serve me. And if thou refuse to let him go, behold, I will slay thy son, even thy firstborn. Verse 24. And it came to pass, by the way, in the end, that the Lord met him and sought to kill him. Then Zipporah took a sharp stone and cut off the foreskin of her son and cast it at his feet and said, surely, a bloody husband art thou to me. So he let him go. Then she said, a bloody husband thou art because of the circumcision.
No one would think that after a backside of the desert experience, throws the rod down, turns to a serpent, said, pick it up. Take off your shoes, you're standing on holy ground. No one would think that after God dealt with them on the backside of the desert like that, that he would turn around and be ready to kill them because he didn't do what he told him to do. Don't ever be presumptuous and just think because God is dealing with you, you don't have to do the thing that he told you to do. That's what building is all about. If I get you to understand how to build with knowledge, learn how to build with knowledge. And what I mean is all your knowledge should connect. Like a puzzle. It's got to connect. If your knowledge is strung out, you don't know how to build, and you're not going to even know how to build yourself up in the most holy faith. The reason we aren't built up in the holy faith, we don't know how to build. I give you knowledge to teach you how to build. And so that whenever you connect something or whenever you see something, it should always connect so you know how to build. Who would think God would be ready to do what to this man? Huh? I say it again. After he done had all this experience. So don't you think with your little experiences, if you don't do what God says do, you... We can take our experiences and forget the other things that we're supposed to continue to do and build on. I don't care what the Lord reveals to you. I don't care what mysteries you come into. Make sure you are grounded and you're still building. Everything has to connect. Don't get so spiritual that you don't have a body in the ground. Your feet need to touch the ground. People that are imaginary don't have no feet on the ground. They walking in space somewhere. Jesus, the pillar and ground of truth, which is the church, right? You stay connected. I exercise myself to always stay conscious inwardly. No matter what I'm doing. You exercise yourself, you exercise yourself, you exercise yourself. Because the God of this world constantly feeds and feeds and feeds. And we're in the world. Now, I'm not trying to get the devil to stop talking to anybody. I just want to give you enough truth to show you know who he is, and he can't lie to you. That's all you want. You got to have enough truth that he can't lie to you. So I want you to see that's the beauty of circumcision. And the law in Galatians says it was a schoolmaster to lead us to where? Christ. Now, look at the weight on circumcision. Now, and the Sabbath day, here comes Jesus finna fulfill the law, and what they are doing, he's bringing it to an end. Right? Now, let me tell you where we have erred tremendously. Okay? Let me go back to a little church history. Y'all help me out along the way. So, you know, when I was a kid, the women didn't wear pants if you was in the church. Anybody can help me here? All right. Okay. And after a while, they said, it ain't all that. Right? Okay. Name something else. What else they couldn't do? Couldn't wear sandals. Short sleeves. Makeup. Earrings. Jewelry. Couldn't do none of it, right? In the church. Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So then a generation came out and said, it ain't in all that. Right? So what did we do? Throw it out. Well, what did we put there? That was the error. That was the error. We put what we wanted there and got in serious trouble putting what we wanted there, because we found out it wasn't in all that. Now, let me tell you how the wisdom of Jesus. Hear the wisdom of God. The law said men circumcised. Women, you're unclean during those times. And nobody was supposed to touch you during those days, right? It was unlawful for any woman to be touched during that time. Amen? Okay, thank you, Jesus. Now, in the new covenant, the circumcision is not by the works of men's hand, because that was the work of man's hand, right? Now, the circumcision is where? In the heart. It's still circumcision, but it shifts from a man's hand to God's hand. Wow! Jesus Christ, my Savior. Woo! So when they said that, okay, women, you're not supposed to wear a garment pertaining to a man. Then everybody got wise and said, what about these other countries where men wear outfits that look like women? Or of course, you know, my outfits, I don't know what they would pass, but that's cultural, right? That's cultural, right? So, who's going to unveil that for the New Testament? And I'm not altogether sure that when the Lord told some not to wear them, they needed to hear it.
Amen to that.
Anybody want to help me out here? Anybody want to help me here? But I leave it alone because I'm going to preach the gospel. But something has to take the place of what you take out. If you take it out and leave nothing there, the devil's going to come and fill the space. Are you hearing me? Be careful how you tear something down and ain't got nothing to put there. And you can't put anything there. What you put there got to be greater than what you took out. Lord Jesus, I feel the Holy Ghost. This is the wisdom of God. He's going to still have us to be circumcised, but it's not going to be with our hand. It's going to be with his hand. And he's going to circumcise our heart so we won't have a stony heart any longer. Now, he said, now, it was two creatures. He said, don't plow with. Don't yoke an ox. And it's those two. Don't yoke the ox and the ass. It might be like that in King James. Yeah, don't yoke those two together. You don't want to plow with them. You don't want to plow with a double mind. Oh. You don't want to try to break up your ground and you double minded. You don't want to try to bring your body under subjection when you got many masters and many teachers in your house. You can't do it. You yoking too many masters together, so your body ain't going to never come subject. So he said, don't plow. I know something. I know something. I'm taking you somewhere, if you'll hear me. I'm taking you somewhere, and I know where I'm taking you, and I know the glory that's supposed to be there when you get there. Yes, did you?
Deuteronomy 22, verse 10. Thou shalt not plow with an ox and an ass together.
So, when you plow, you put two creatures together and you yoke them. It's a yoke, right? Which means they're supposed to work together. An ox is known for its strength. And an ass ain't producing nothing. That's the end of all. So the nature of the ox and the ass ain't in oneness. Don't yoke something together that ain't in agreement with the Lord. How can two walk together except they? And what agreement has Christ with? Don't yoke them together. Because when you plow, something going to happen to your ground that's going to say you yoking something to your ground that shouldn't be yoked. And briars and thorns and thistles going to come up out of your ground because you're yoking something together that shouldn't be yoked. Jesus, I and my Father are one. He's yoked with him. Bitter and sweet water can't come from the same fountain, can it? James said, it can't happen. Flesh and spirit can't be yoked. Don't take the strength of your spirit and yoke it with your flesh. You hear it? The flesh wars against the spirit against the flesh. These are contrary one to the other. That's why all this stuff happens in our body. Because we done yoked something together in our heart, in our mind, in our senses, that shouldn't have never been yoked. And our body is telling on us what we done yoked. The beauty of Jesus, he was a man. He could bleed. You got to understand that the subtlety of the God of this world got us away from talking about Jesus. And we start saying God. And no man can get to the Father but by him. But how is it that we skipped over him and got to God? How did we do that for so many years until he had to prick us? Because we kept hearing somebody plowing with an ox and an ass, yoking something together that shouldn't have been yoked. And so much so, our body was no longer subject. And our body became very unclean. And we did whatever we want to in it. Because we were plowing with an ox and an ass. We had the strength. And then we had something that could not produce. I tell you the truth. But tell yourself it ain't too late. Tell yourself it ain't too late. Tell yourself I'm not too old. And it's not my birth certificate either. To be old is to go past the ability to learn. That's when you're too old. And that's why you find people all ages, you can't teach them nothing and you can't tell them nothing. They too old. And their body ain't nowhere near old as that mind that's talking out of them. So now they're going to have to learn obedience by the... You don't want to get too old where you can't learn. You hear it? You don't want to get like that. So, back to what we were talking about. I've espoused you to one husband that you might be a chaste virgin. It was another scripture I was going to pull. It was perfect too. I was holding that. He was the first fruit of them that rose from the dead, and the hope. Oh God. Yeah, that's why I wanted that. It was to talk about the hope. Just that'll be the key word that'll trigger me. Okay. Circumcision, right? You see the flow? You see the weight on it from Moses, right? And the 10 virgins. Right? 5 foolish, 5 wise, right? Because the key to the wise version is they have light when? When do they have light? In the night. Right? The other virgins don't have light when? At night. When is your night? Anybody want to tell me when their night is? Yeah.
Talk about it as much as you want to.
My trials are like the scriptures that said when I go through the valley of the shadow of death. My trials are when I'm pressed beyond measure.
Come home a little bit. Come home a little bit. Come down here where we are. Come on. Get real close to us.
I thought I was. My trials are when I am pushed to a place to where sometimes I want to give up.
Let's put some more clothes. Let's bring it on down a little bit high. Let's bring it on down. Touch somebody beside you. Who are you touching? Who are you touching? Who are you touching? Huh? Who are you touching? Who are you touching? Who are you touching? You might not want to do that. You want to touch it? Yes, thank you. You're right. I am touching a member of my body. No. No. Now what? You need baptism to baptize your knowledge so that you know when you touch one another, you are touching members of your body. That's why I didn't want you not to touch nobody. Because you'd have been in trouble. Yeah. You are afraid to think like God. You don't want to think like Jesus. You know why? Because you think he's going to omit something you want in your life. So you're going to think it yourself. And you forgot he's supplying. According to whose riches? Then leave your thoughts alone. Can you trust like that? Can you have that kind of faith? Did he give you the Holy Ghost? Did you help him do it? Did you try to run from it? He still pulled you back. And then after we act up, did he leave you? Woo! And I'm going to let you praise him for a moment right now. Oh, it will happen out of your belly. Shall flow rivers of living water. Oh, you better praise him now. You better know when to praise him. You got to know when to praise him. Woo! So that's what I was saying. We talk and we talk around what's going on. See, I know how not to talk about the serious issue. And clothe it with something else and put a facade over it because I don't want to show you where the scar is. I don't really want to show you where the problem is because it's one of those members. It's one of those members that's in the body of Christ. So I'm going to find a member that ain't nothing wrong with. And just, you want to cut that one off that's something wrong with? Do you want to cut it off? Anybody want to cut off a limb that something happened? You break an arm, you want to cut it off? You sure? Put a cast on? Yeah. Is it true that when something happened to one of your members, do you become more conscious of it then than any other time? Is that true? I wonder why. It hurts. So suffering makes you conscious. Then be obedient. But you don't exercise the right conscience over the suffering of your members. Jesus is suffering in his body. Is he conscious? Is he? Is he real conscious of his body? Beaten, 40, save one. And then when they drive the stakes in his hand at the end of it, is he conscious? But what conscience is over him while he's suffering? Lord Jesus. The suffering, the consciousness that he came into this world is over him. The Holy Ghost is upon him while he's suffering. When you're suffering, what conscience is over you during your suffering is going to determine your health, your resurrection, and your glory. Oh, I know I just heard that. Oh, you ought to praise him for that one. Whoa. Oh. There's two ways to suffer. You can suffer with an evil conscience, or you can suffer with a purged conscience. He ain't going to decide for you. He leaves it to you. Because if you got the Holy Ghost, you can suffer with a purged conscience. Is that true? Job is suffering. Oh, Lord. I know where he's taking you. Please hear me. I know where he's taking you. You've never been here. In your all spiritual life, you've never been where the Lord is taking you. But understand something. You cannot go without the wisdom and the excellency of the knowledge that I'm speaking to you with in this hour. You cannot get there because you don't know the way. This is about your soul, right? Is it about your soul? Is it about the salvation of your soul? Isn't that why we come to church? Everything else is added on. Right? You got it? Okay. I reckon that the suffering of this present time is not even worthy to be compared to the glory that shall be revealed. Where? Where is that knowledge when we suffer? Why don't we hear the Holy Ghost talk to us like that? Because the consciousness that's over you when you suffer cannot speak after the Holy Ghost. If your conscience is evil, if your conscience is pure, you will speak by the Holy Ghost no matter what you're going through. Every one of them, Stephen is being stoned. What conscience is over him? What conscience is over Stephen's? A pure conscience? How do you know? Get a mic. Somebody give a mic. How do you know? How do you know? How do you know?
He said, forgive them.
Turn it up, the red one.
He said, forgive them.
Turn the red one up. I'm trying to get my live stream listeners to hear. The red one, yeah. We got the blue one now. What do you say when you are dealt with wrong? Now, it's Stephen's. His conscience is so pure while he's being stoned. What does he see? He see who? He see the Lord doing what? He see the Lord doing what?
Standing.
When you are suffering and being persecuted, what do you see? Or you got blood in your eyes and you see evil. You see vengeance. You see retaliation. You take matters in your own hand. What do you see? Because if you see anything but what Jesus and those that followed him saw, you don't see what he see, which means that your resurrection is under condemnation and you will die. Now this is what he was saying. I made a full circle. You hear it? Peter, he got caught up a few times while Jesus was with him. Of course, you know, men will be presumptuous. It's all right. Just don't keep the clothes on them. You ain't gonna never let them grow. You know, you see it, take clothes off, you know. I ain't always been where I am. I was born in sin, shaped in iniquity. I really was born that way. And still to the day responsible for that man talking to me every day. Cursing. I heard him today cursing like a cell. That's why I hate people that curse. If anybody curse, you're of the devil. And if you're of the devil, you can't have blessings. I hear those spirits all the time. But it's a part of the flesh, and the flesh loves to do it. Where the flesh is cursed, it ain't no good thing in the flesh. So if it's no good thing in it, it's just doing what his nature said do. Is anybody hearing me? So I'm not trying to get flesh not to do it. Flesh is going to do it. So if you yield your members to the flesh, then you understand that's what you're going to do, which means that you're going to be cursed out of your own mouth. And you don't need to say the devil did it. You curse yourself out of your own mouth. The power of life and death is where? In the tongue? Well, that was a tongue in the garden, but it was called the serpent tongue. That tongue killed them in the garden. Cain's tongue killed his brother. He rejected the tongue of the Lord that was talking to him, and he chose the tongue of death to kill his brother. When you are standing at the crossroad of your life, what tongue do you hear? And which way do you go? Because whatever tongue you listen to, it's the one you're going to read. You got to hear it. You got to hear it. You read all our scriptures? I did have another. Where are we now?
1 Corinthians 15.
Thank you. 1 Corinthians 15. I tell you what, just before we do that, do you all need a break? Are you? I mean, I have to ask innocently and purely because I really don't know. I really don't know. Somebody, can I get a majority here? Come on, give me the majority. Give it. Come on. I honestly don't know. Please hear me. I really, where I am, I don't know. I tell you what. Let's make a wise decision. Let's just sit and turn some of the things over with your members in the body of Christ while we take about 5 minutes. And if you have to move, but everybody else, turn over what we've been talking about with somebody, a member that you can reach or have, and just turn it over with a member in the body, okay? Let's do that. Thank you.